Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Niggas want something for nothing. Yeah. Bitches want everything just cause I fuck it. I don't know why y'all got your hands out.
Hey. These niggas act like an awesome. Hey. These bitches act like an awesome. Hey. These niggas act like an awesome. Keep it 100, I owe you that.
Cool.
Build this shit here from the ground up. Straight side. Broke niggas stay from around us. Get back. Shout it and let the whole town fuck.
What?
And I promise you none of these clowns tough. I keep that pistol right next to my pelvis. Sister shit, I've been rebellious. Hanging with hustlers and felons. I bought the outer to make my ex jealous. I know your bitch in the head is the bomb. I hit a lick just to pay my bond. Can't no nigga say that they put me on. Can't no nigga say that they put me on. Word to my mom.
Word to my mom.
Yeah. These niggas act like an arm song.
Hey.
These niggas act like an arm song.
Hey.
These niggas act like an arm song. Probably just mad cause your home fuck. Pinky, my cup ain't a rubber duck. Whenever it's war, boy, you know I'm bust. You the same dude got your homie for. I don't do favors for haters. We'll open the door for a hole. I know what it feel like to sleep on the floor. I know what it be like to walk in the store and tell them I need everything in the drawer. Flashbacks to my past life. Thank God I got my cash right. My face pretty and that ass nice. She said I could get it for half price. I looked at her and I laughed twice. Nah, boy, straight going ass slice. He told her no, now she mad hype. Just like you went for a sad
like
night.
For a
sad
night.
These bitches act like an awesome.
What?
Hey, hey. These bitches act like an awesome.
Chill.
Hey, hey. These bitches act like an awesome.
Hey,
hey. These bitches act like an awesome. Where was you when my pockets was empty? Start making money, your partners gon' end it. I'm the type to take a guy as the winner. Fuck up for free, then I duck up for weeks. You know I come from the street. Ain't got no love for a freak. See me out and start sucking your teeth. Shawty, you never did nothing for me. These niggas act like an awesome. These bitches act like an arm song.
Hey,
these niggas act like an arm song.
Hey,
keep it 100, I owe you that.
Hey,
these niggas act like an arm song.
Hey,
these bitches act like an arm song.
Hey,
these niggas act like an arm song.
Hey,
keep it 100, I owe you that.
Cool.
Get head,
shake her off, get dressed. Hit the kitchen, make bread. A 10-10 with 10-10. Early start, early work. Hit this and go berserk. Cold like cold of dirt. I don't even phone first. Surf out. Say dark, say light. Day shit so banging. I don't even work nights. They wanna old me, hitting up the old fiends. If you ain't an OG, then you my OD. One phone, two lands. Same caps few times. I told they fix up. Nah, don't do fast.
Yeah, they wanted that old way. Bradley on that long cold way. Bring the yak, I'm like, okay. That's a double homicide, OJ. Race forever, no cold play. Riding round in that OA. Yellow ball, I'm like, okay. Double homicide, OJ. Yellow ball in that rose. Yellow ball in that rose. Yellow ball in that rose. You put yellow ball in that rose. Yeah, they wanted that old way. Race forever, no cold play. Yellow ball in that rose. You put yellow ball in that rose.
Nice to meet you, this is me. Yo, this your boy Curdy NT, Behind the Scenes Radio. The number's 917-889-9112. Make sure that you press 1 if you want to talk tonight. Well, even though this is March 1st, this is going to be the last full show that we do, a full show on the forgotten Black historians and facts that people forget to teach, that they don't teach us in school. So today will be the last full show to talk about. That's it. But every show from the day that we come on, we will have some type of Black history fact or science or something like that at the end, in the middle of the show or somewhere in the show. We're going to get back to the music. The next track that we're going to play is Cata Mafioso featuring King Diz, Taking It Slow. Let's go.
Hard time, God, my beautiful soul. King D, grind or die. Taking my stand, Lord.
Taking it slow,
taking it slow.
Cause there's
too many times. Don't wanna go back to that lifestyle. Taking my stand.
Taking it slow,
ain't no love no more,
ain't no love no more.
So I'm on my own. Taking my stand slow,
taking it slow.
Cause it's too many times. Don't wanna go back to that lifestyle. Taking my stand
slow, taking it slow.
Ain't no love no more.
So I'm on my own.
Straight up, I need a clearance. Wicked words thrown in a young mind that's seeing different. But my intentions be opposite from that opinion. I'm trying to lead a path on the road to getting millions. You look at me like I'm that of a savage. Cause I maintain that you're the one that's in pursuit of happiness. Stay to my tactics, follow my code and address. You with potential so they succeed and be the best. In my credentials, I'm a street scholar that's harnessed. Grew up the early days by the open air market. Caught a mafia, so got the key, so I'ma lock it. 803 bound, keep it mud and keep it poppin'. Taking my stand, Lord.
Taking it slow,
taking it slow.
Too many times.
Don't wanna go back to that lifestyle. Taking my stand,
slow.
Taking it slow,
Ain't no love no more.
So I'm on my own. Taking it slow, taking it slow.
Paint a vivid picture, discretion for inspired minds. I rolled dolo before I let a fake hood in my ride. It's no love, so by myself I'm a sorting vibe. I born new, never switch sides or dick ride. Young, I rap with real niggas now gone. I'm blowing that good game like George Adams on the saxophone. I'm hearing that I'm the baddest boy since Big Dad. This life a struggle when only the strong shall survive. My vision is clear, mentality is monumental. Hell better than youngers who struggle. I stay instrumental, flow with it. My flow is to uplift goals. When you rush, you make mistakes, so take it slow.
Taking my stand, slow.
Taking it slow,
cause it's too many times. Don't wanna go back to that lifestyle. Taking my stand,
slow.
Taking it slow,
ain't no love no more.
So I'm on my own. Taking my stand.
Life, cups and bright lights, it's the ride is so far gone. corner where the lost soul runs the sky. I can smell your fear, won't let you be afraid. I'll lead you to the bag and furnishing your pain. What you wanna hear, daddy, don't be ashamed. Come here, let me take the pressure off your frame. What you wanna hear, daddy, don't be ashamed. Come here, let me take the pressure off your frame.
You might. heart.
I keep hearing sirens, but I don't see no ambulance. And thought I may be dying. So if this is my one last chance,
situation.
I'm sorry that I met you, that I'm wasting my time.
Situation.
Got me all up in my feelings, but it's gonna be alright.
So long ago, before I found out that you was a hoe,
told me that the nigga was your best friend. Baby, you ain't gotta worry about him.
And now y'all married and shit. Hope you find your fairy tale, bitch. Man, oh man, see y'all kissing on the gram. I was like, God damn.
Somehow we fell in love.
Fucked up.
Run it, 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 run it
Dirty NT Behind the Scenes Radio. The number is 917-889-9112. Make sure that you press one if you want to talk to me or my co-host. Tonight we talking about the forgotten, the untold stories of Black history that no one talks about in your history classrooms. The kids aren't taught these people in school. That all they teach is Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and
Well, you can't even really blame the schools because you just February hits. Throughout the 28-29 days of February, there are only about 10 or 15 mentioned Black people in history. That you don't hear anything about all the other ones. And if you do, people are like, wait, who's that? How? What do they do?
That's what I was just trying to say. That.
But it's not just the school. It's the parents, too. It's just people in general.
Well, you can't, if it's not talked about and it's not taught in history books, then how are you supposed
to
learn it?
Because even, like I said, parents. Yeah, I mean, everybody keeps saying schools need to educate the kids and all this and that. No, parents are supposed to educate peers also as well. Matter of fact, parents are the first educators before the children go to school because the kids are supposed to know the ABCs, what to do before they get to school. So parents is the first and foremost.
I mean, I'm not trying to
because I done told you because it was people I learned about. I didn't learn about at school, but my parents made sure I knew who they were.
My parents didn't teach us shit. I'm going to keep it 100.
I'm saying as you know, and
you know who,
you already know my family.
You know how I learned shit? On my motherfucking own. My parents didn't teach me. They didn't sit us down and teach us Black history. My dad was trying to work 24/7 and my mom.
And every February, faithfully, when Martin Luther King shit came on, I don't care how many times I watched that shit. Had to sit down. I literally knew that motherfucking story frontwards and backwards. I knew just about every single line in that bitch. My mother made me study that goddamn I had a dream speech.
See, yeah, we never, they all kinds
of. I may forget part of it now, but I had to learn that shit frontwards and back.
As a kid.
As a child.
As a kid growing up in my house, like, it was more church than anything.
Oh, we went to church because I told you already know I went to Catholic school for 13 years.
Right.
So every Sunday there was church.
But
Catholic school, we just go every Sunday, we go to church, and every freaking goddamn holiday was church.
No, we went every Sunday, Wednesday, Tuesday. We was at that fucking church all the time, and then my dad worked there, so I was up there a lot, and that was all, you know.
That's the problem, because the first and foremost, you're supposed to teach. Okay, you want to implant values and whatever in your kid, but in the meantime, while you're doing that, a lot of parents forget to instill when the kid wakes up and looks at their arm. That's not a value. When they see and they look in the mirror and they see the complexion of their skin, they see what race or heritage they are. That's not a value. You need to teach them
value.
Churches like values and faith and you know, but don't steal, don't do this, don't that. But you need to be, that's good. That's all. Keep them not to steal, not to lie, not to do hope, kill all that other shit.
And they still
But
do
you
it.
Need to learn first and foremost. Just like you teach the motherfuckers their name and how old they are and their birthday, you need to teach them who they are. Where they come from.
Most people.
What I'm saying in general, that's what they need. That's what needs to be done.
I mean, I understand. Okay, so I understand where you're coming from, but most of us don't know where the fuck we come from.
But even if you don't know exactly where you come from, can you teach your kids basic Black history, basic history about the ancestries, basic. Even if you don't know the ancestors
but
by name.
But we don't really know our and all we know.
I'm just saying, people. Can you teach something about people of color other than the ones that they always mention.
So, I don't want to teach my child that we come from slavery because that's all the fuck we know. I don't want to teach my child
that. I didn't say that. That's not what I mean.
You said teach Black history, right?
No, I said teach them people of color that they did more than just were slaves.
All right, so Niecy, before slavery, what the fuck do we know about our people?
All right.
Answer the question.
Nothing.
Okay, so wait, hold on. Listen to what I am trying to say. How the fuck can we teach our children black history when all the fuck we know is that we landed the fuck in America,
I mean,
and before that we
black
was...
history. You're not listening. I don't mean.
How the fuck you gonna tell me I'm not listening on my show? It's my show. Like, come on now. You're supposed to be answering my question. How the fuck can you teach a child something when you're teaching them that they come from slavery? Answer the fucking question.
When I say black history, I mean as much black history as in positive role models. Not, oh, just you come from a slave and there were shackles over there and that's where you come from.
But that's not where the fuck we come from. If we don't know where the fuck we come from, how can we teach our children where to go? That's the question. That's what irritates me about black people. You want to teach us black history, but where the fuck do we come from? We don't know. So how?
I can't answer that. I didn't say teach them that. Obviously, we don't know exactly
where we come from.
So you can't teach something you don't know.
My question to you, Niecy, is how can you teach?
I just answered you.
You didn't answer the question.
Yes, I did. I said, obviously, you don't know where you come from, per se.
No
you
one knows.
Can't teach what you don't know. That was my answer.
Listen, so how are you supposed to teach black history when we don't know where the fuck we come from?
I don't think you really get what I'm saying.
A child, okay, for instance, right? I know that my family comes from France, right? But where the fuck do we come from before France? When the fuck we got here, where do we come from before that? We don't know. We don't really know that. Martin Luther King Jr. taught us that the black man is enslaved in his own land. But he was trying to tell us that we're from America. But they teach us that we're from Africa. So how can you teach black history and you don't know where the fuck you come from? Hello?
I answered you already, Curtis. You keep asking the same questions. So like I said, yes, your radio show or not, you're not listening.
No, I'm listening.
No, you're not, because I didn't answer it. And if you act like my answers won't change.
So then you just teach them...
As much as you can. You teach them positivity
being
black.
So then when your child asks you, so mom, where the fuck we come from, then what do you teach them then?
Don't say I don't know. Say like my mom did.
What?
I asked my mom that. That's why my mom started doing that little biology research shit.
What did she find out?
She went back as far as she could possibly go back.
And what?
Apparently, all that she could go back to was the North Carolina. That's
exactly.
As far as back as she
could go. This is what I am saying. When a child gets a certain age, like how I did,
and you
right?
Go back as far
listen,
as
listen to what I'm saying. When you teach children things, right, as a kid, for instance, you teach them Santa Claus, Easter and all these bullshit, and when you get older, the shit starts making no fucking sense. So then you're gonna go back to your parents and you ask your parents, so where the fuck do we come from? And then if your parent tells you, well, we gotta research and find more, so the kid gonna look at the parent like you've been lying to me the whole time.
How is it lying? I never thought my parents were lying to me, so how's it lying to you? I'm asking, how's it lying?
Now that I'm older, my parents told me about Santa Claus.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about instilling values we ain't talking about gibberish shit. I'm not talking about shit that you tell a fucking kid just because. I'm talking about shit that matters.
When you tell a kid,
I'm talking about values and shit that matter.
All right, all right, all right, all right.
Looking in the mirror,
all right,
see a black child or whatever. Guess what you need to be focused
on? And so then when that child gets 17, 18 years old and asks you, mom, have your daughters ever asked you where the fuck they come from?
No, they ask me, what are they?
All right. So they've never asked you, well, mom, where do we actually really come from?
They've asked me, what are they?
Well, I'm the fucking kind of kid that want to know where the fuck I come from. And my parents could never tell me. my family, dug them. I watched them on Facebook, dig to find out where the fuck we come from, and they couldn't really find out where the fuck we come from. They think that we come from fucking France. So I'm French now, but I'm dark. Well, I don't come from fucking France. That's all they could find, is that they come from France in 17-something. So what before that then? Because a kid like me that thinks and has a brain like me that wants to know as much as possible, you can't really teach them black history. Because at the end of the day, the child will be like Harriet Tubman. So where did Harriet Tubman come from? Africa. Okay, so what part of Africa did we come from? Then the child going to look at you like, what the fuck? You're lying to me. If you can't give a child an answer, this is what I'm trying to... Do you see where I'm coming from?
No.
You don't see what... So why the fuck do we do this radio station for then? What was the whole purpose?
Because I guarantee, if I ask your mom, did Curtis, when he was a child, ask you where he come from? Your mother's going to say no. There's no...
Listen, my mom don't remember half the fucking shit I asked her. My mom don't even remember when the fuck I was in fights and shit. How the fuck you gonna ask her something like that? My mom don't remember shit. She don't even remember half her fucking
child. At 7 or 8, it's not gonna ask you, where did I come from?
I wasn't the typical child, Nisi.
Typical children are not gonna ask you.
Well, they some dumb ass fucking typical. That's why they parents is typical fucking kids. That's why the fuck our world is so fucked up. Because we teaching our children how to be typical fucking kids and typical fucking people. Which we just walk around in the motherfucking world being fucking normal and just going along with the fuck what everything is going on, and we ain't trying to be fucking different or stand the fuck up and be different. So we just walking around being motherfucking mummy in the motherfucking dark, not knowing who the fuck we is, believing that, oh, we come from slavery. Are we kings and queens? All right, motherfucker. So how the fuck am I related to the kings and queens of Africa then? You motherfucker talk about we can call yourself a king and a queen. Okay, so how the fuck am I related to whoever, them kings and queens the fuck over there? How? Explain this shit to me. Because they say that black history, right? So teach us black history. I want to know true black history. Maybe it's because now I want to know shit. Now that I realize that shit fucked up and they've been lying to us the whole motherfucking time, I want to know what the fuck is really going the fuck on. I want to know, and I know everybody that's listening wants to know the same shit too. If you don't want to fucking know this shit, then you're stupid as a motherfucker, because you're walking around in the motherfucking world in a trance. Like, oh, everything, I got to go to work a 9-to-5, and then I'm going to die. Like, that's everybody's life. You work your motherfucking ass off for 30, 40, 50, 60 fucking years. You retire, get a little shitty-ass $2,000 check at the month, and then you die. That's just what the fuck. That is not fucking living. And that's everybody's life. That's just not normal people. That's everybody's fucking life. They all do the same shit over and over and over and over again for the last 500 motherfucking, 600, 700, 1,000 motherfucking years. They work their motherfucking ass off, a 9-to-5 motherfucking job, to get some old punk-ass motherfucking $10 motherfucking hour minimum wage type bullshit, right, when they should be paying you way the fuck more than that. You fucking quit your job or you retire from the shit. You get some old punk-ass motherfucking retirement check. That's like $2,000 like my grandfather. He worked 60 motherfucking years, worked his motherfucking ass off, for 60-some fucking years, now you get a punk-ass $2,000 motherfucking check, and then he's about to die soon. That's everybody's life. Why? Why is it that is everybody's fucking life? We live to fucking die. That's it. So fuck black history and all this other shit that we're talking about. Let's get down to the motherfucking nitty-gritty of the shit. Where the fuck do we come from, and what the fuck is this shit? What is it really? What is all this? What is it here for? And why do we fucking go to work for every day? Why do we go to work every day to pay a bill, to pay bills that at the end of our lives, none of this shit fucking counts? None of it. None of this shit fucking counts. Because at the end of the fucking day, we all gonna fucking die. We all gonna die. At the end of the day, we gonna die. For what though? Like, what's the whole purpose of life? Like, what is the whole fucking purpose of this shit? Like, why? Why did we have to be put into slavery? For I want to know, why the fuck did they put us in slavery? Why? They can't tell. They say, oh, you come from Africa. Okay. We come from Africa. What part of fucking Africa? What tribe? Because there's like 500,000 fucking different tribes over there. Right? Okay, so we come from Africa. So why the fuck did they sell us into slavery for? Because you don't just sell people into fucking slavery, bring them in the fucking country, and have them build the fucking country on their fucking backs. For what reasons, though? These are reasons why they did this shit. And not just because, oh, he looks like a fucking animal or whatever, but because when they went to fucking Africa, what the fuck did they see that they wanted us to build the same shit for them? This is what they don't teach us. And this is what I want to know. Maybe I'm different. Maybe I'm fucking crazy. Maybe something the fuck wrong with me. That's why when I woke up this morning, fucking TV came the fuck on. I don't know. Maybe I was controlling this shit in my motherfucking mind and didn't even realize it. I don't know. All I know is I'm not fucking normal and something the fuck is wrong. Something the fuck is wrong with this world. And if I'm the only motherfucker that see this shit, something the fucking wrong with y'all motherfuckers. Y'all some bitches need to get not Jesus, not that bullshit, punk ass motherfucking Jesus. Ain't gonna save a motherfucking thing. That's my question though. Like, we want to talk about Black history, right? But what were we before the fuck we came over here? What was we doing before we came up here? They never tell us that. And we've been out of slavery now for what now? 200 years now?
But do you
see where I'm coming from, Dominique?
Yeah, because they had like a timeline, and they were saying how long slavery was, and then how long segregation was, and then how long we've been completely, quote unquote, free and open and be able to go wherever. And the time that we have been completely free, the time after segregation and up until now has been less time than slavery was. Like, from the time segregation ended up until the present
like
time.
So which was
like 1950
like,
something.
So
up 50, until the present 60, time.
70s, 80s. So it's been
up and this 40, is closely.
40, 50 years.
Slavery now. Lasted longer than after the period of segregation up until now.
Yeah, the whole slavery thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was like 500 years. It ain't even been 500 years since we've been free. It's only been like 60 years, 60, 70 years. Well, maybe longer than that. But when we actually was able to really do what the fuck we wanted to do is, you know, Martin Luther King Jr., you know, all after all that shit happened, that's when we actually really started. That's what I'm saying. For things to really change, people have to die again. That is the only way things are going to change is if we die. For instance, right, they want to stop shooting in schools, right? The only way shit going to change is if more motherfucking white kids get killed. I'm sorry to say it, but that is the only way that shit going to change is when death. Death or you fuck with they motherfucking money. It's only one or two ways that shit change. That's the only way they're going to change laws is if you fuck with their money or motherfuckers start dying. Point blank, period. And that's just...
No. I don't even think it's... If more people die, what it is it'll be the right people who die. Like, if they run into a public school that one of them senators, congressmen... One of their kids is in.
They probably already.
That's when that shit. That's when they go. Oh, they ran into my kid's school, my grandkids' school.
But,
we got to change this shit now.
But see,
that's what it's going to change. Regular little white kids in the USA, they don't care about them. They care about them as much as they care about little black kids in the USA. When it's focused on this, and when it's going to immediately impact their family,
that's
when that shit's going to change. Who's that?
for the caller that called. And if you want to talk, just press 1 if you want to talk. Until then, we're just going to keep on going at what we're doing. But I honestly don't feel like things will change until motherfuckers start. Like, for instance, things didn't change with Malcolm and Martin until they died. Things didn't change with Kennedy until he died. Things will not change until people start getting killed. Same thing as you start fucking with their money. When was what was that called when the banks went down and everything? The depression. Shit didn't change until after the fucking depression because they started fucking with their money. The same as when people start dying, that's when things would change.
Well, nothing really changed with the depression. Only thing that got bad was the poor people got poor. The rich ain't really.
And the rich got richer.
It affected some rich people, but the rich people, them Rothschilds and the people.
And the Rothschilds are rich because of the black people.
But I'm just saying, the depression did not affect regular people.
It didn't affect them because they made the money off of slavery, cotton, rice, and all that other shit, oil.
The DuPonts and all that. You did have some people who lost money, but a lot of
not much.
That's what I'm saying. You did have people who lost money, but they were not like filthy ass rich. They were like rich, not filthy ass rich.
What you talking about, the rich people just would have lost money, but the filthy rich motherfuckers, they didn't lose the billionaires.
No, they didn't
right.
lose shit.
No, they're not gonna lose much because they were the ones that was controlling the money at the time anyway.
You know, they dropped
but
down to the thousands, but the billionaires maybe lost maybe a couple thousand. That was it. They were still billionaires.
Couple hundred thousand.
They were still billionaires. So they don't count.
Yeah.
You know, instead of like the 5 cards, they had to drop down to 3. They don't count.
They can recuperate from that.
Yeah, you know, give me some more.
Yeah, give me 6 months. We'll be back up till
then. Yeah, I mean, just like, what's the name was talking about his boss? He bought the franchise, bought that one franchise, the pizza place. He literally said, and he had a construction company, 6 months, he'll be back on his feet. Who does that? What normal person does that?
A normal person like me and you, no.
That's what I'm saying.
But his boss is a millionaire also.
That's
who buys a franchise? Like, you got to have money to buy a franchise.
And granted, there are some people. You have a couple black-owned McDonald's or whatever, franchise McDonald's owners in Philadelphia. And a lot of them started out as little crew members in a McDonald's and saved. They want, and then McDonald's sometimes saved them to go to college. They scrimped and they saved and they bought maybe one franchise and then they expanded. So you do have a couple quote unquote hustlers. And nowadays, you have to hustle your ass off.
Well, let me say this. Let me say this because, you know, we need to stop telling our children, like how, what was his name? Chris Rock said. Like how Chris Rock said, you got to. To anybody that's got like cable or whatever, you can look up the Chris. It's on Netflix. What is it called? Chris Rock.
Oh,
I can't remember it, but it's Chris Rock's new stand-up. Chris Rock said we need to stop telling our children
that you're beautiful and you're smart.
Right, that you're beautiful, you're smart, you can do anything that you want to do in life. No.
What he said was, you can get a job doing anything you're good at.
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah. If you meet the qualifications.
Yeah, as long as you're good at it, maybe.
Right. Maybe. We need to stop lying to our children. My other thing is that, David Banner also said when he was on Drink Champs, David Banner said, if we tell our children that they are gods, maybe they'll act like gods.
No, because then they'll walk around thinking they're invincible. And then you don't want your kids thinking they're invincible. I don't want my child thinking they're invincible. Because then they're going to turn around and think that no matter what they do, they're going to live forever. No. I don't need you thinking you can go stand for somebody who's got a gun and you're going to be fine. No, bitch. No, your ass can get shot and die.
They may die in this lifetime.
My point is they don't need to be thinking they're invincible.
And that's an we are invincible, but we don't. We're not. When we have see people. See, I can't really get on this subject because a lot of people won't understand what I'm talking about when I say that death is only a fucking illusion. When you die, you still here. You know, that's I think that's where oxygen and air comes from. I think that we're inhaling our ancestors when we walk.
We're on a whole different level right now.
I mean, yeah, you know, I'm always getting on some different shit.
I'm not on.
Let's see who's on the line anyway. Let's see. Maybe they can contribute something to the conversation. Let's go to 816. Last four digits of the number is 3002. Who this be? 816. 3002. Who this be? Okay, they don't want to talk, so we're going to put them back on the So who we gonna talk about since we didn't veered off and started talking about? Let me say this for the person that's on the line listening. We had this kind of a disagreement or that Black history, right? You can't really teach someone Black history if you don't actually know where you come from, and all we know for a fact is that we're here in America. Now, we don't know if this is our original land. We don't know if we do come from Africa. They tell us that we come from Africa, but ain't none of them motherfuckers in Africa coming over here looking for us, talking about, yo, what's up, cousin? When you gonna come back over to Africa and come holler at us? So are we really from Africa? You know, they say that we're Black or whatever, but Black is a color in a crayon box. Are we? We're not Black. We're of an ethnic culture, but we're not Black. We don't really know where the fuck we come from, you know? And we was kind of like going back and forth about that before you came on. But go ahead, Niecy. Hold on. As a matter of fact, let's take a music break real quick. Real quick. We're going to take one song, music break, and then we're going to be right back on Behind the Scenes Radio. Let's go. Yo, I love that track right there. That is Lofiile, L-O-P-H-I-I-L-E. The name of the track was called Changes. Y'all, I love that track. Y'all, I've been having that track for a minute now. All right, so Behind the Scenes Radio, the number is 917-889-9112. Make sure that you press 1 if you want to talk. And tonight we're going to talk about
Ida Bell Wells Barnett. Now, just out of curiosity, Karen, do you know who Ida is?
I've heard of that name before. I've heard, we talked about that person in school. I just don't remember exactly who they are, but we've talked about that person.
She was an African-American journalist, newspaper editor, suffrage sociologist, feminist, and a Georgist. An early leader in the civil rights movement. She was one of the founders of the NAACP.
Yeah, that's why. I knew I heard her. I knew I heard her voice before.
She was born in Holly Springs, Mississippi. She lost her parents and a sibling to the yellow fever at an early age. She went to work and kept the rest of the family intact with the help of her grandmother. She moved her and some of her siblings to Memphis, Tennessee, where she found better pay for teachers. She did a lot. Her father was a carpenter after the Civil War. She was a religious woman. Her mother was a religious woman, was very strict with her kids before they, passed. She attended Shaw, which she actually got kicked out for her behavior.
Shaw, what is Shaw?
Shaw, it was a school. It was the same school as her father.
That her father went to.
After the funeral of her father, of her parents and her brother, they decided that she would be better off, instead of going to foster care, she went with her grandmother. She basically chronicalized and spoke exactly what lynchings were. Now, everybody speculated what lynchings were. Nobody really, ain't no black person really stay around to see what was going on at the lynching. So how do you think you found out what was going on at the lynching?
You found it right.
She hid somewhere and literally stated what they were doing at the lynching. Other than the picture you see white people standing there with somebody hanging from a tree.
Uh-huh.
So she
would like
hide and see.
Hide and see actually what the fuck they do to people.
Yes.
And what did she say happened? Is there anywhere where
the murder of her friend drove her to research and document lynching and their causes. She began investigating journalism by looking at the charges given for the murders, which officially started her anti-lynching campaign. And this is a black woman back in 1800-something talking about stopping lynching. She lucky she ain't getting lynched. Various black women's clubs and raised more than $500 back then. Was a whole hell of a lot of money to investigate lynchings and publish her results. She found that black people were lynched for such social control reasons as failing to pay a debt, not appearing to give away to whites, and being drunk in public. She found little basis for the frequent claim that black men were lynched because they had sexually abused or attacked white women, which is what they, when they went to go lynch a black guy, they would a lot of times they would say, oh, he looked at the white girl, he whistled at her, he said something. 9 out of 10 times, that was not
true. Wait, hold on. So they would
lie.
They would hang you because you whistled?
At a white girl. Yep. Say you raped the white girl, yes. Yeah.
See, that's why I couldn't live back in them days, because they would kill me.
But the real reasons they were getting lynched because they didn't pay a debt to a white person, and they not appeared to give away.
They didn't pay a debt.
Yeah, they didn't pay. You owe money to the white store, whatever. You didn't pay the rent. You didn't pay your rent or something. They're gonna lynch you.
Now, wait, hold on. You don't pay your rent, we going to hang you.
You owe a debt, we going to hang you. And you didn't get out of a white person's way.
What? Yeah, they would
they
have
hang you.
Yo, I would have made it back then.
And
they
competing
would've.
With a white person economically.
They would have had. So they would have hung me if I was trying to make as much. If I was making money,
yep.
And I tried.
And if you were doing the same thing, you had a store, you make more money. Oh yeah, they're gonna destroy your store and hang you.
For real?
Yes. The alibi seems to have partly accounted for white Americans' collective acceptance or silence on lynching, as well as its acceptance by many in the educated African American community.
That's crazy.
Before her friends were lynched, she conducted research. She had concluded that although lynching was contrary to law and order, it was a terrible crime of rape that led to the lynching, and that perhaps the mob was justified in taking the rapist's life. So a lot of times they would say that the black man raped somebody, whether it be a child, raped a white person, whether it be a child or whether it be a woman. And then she published her findings, and she followed it with an editorial that suggested that, unlike the myth, that white women were sexually at risk of attack by black men, most liaisons between black men and white women were consensual. But if a white woman got caught with a black man, he raped. They would holler rape. If they got caught with a black man, they holler and rape.
But that's usually what they wanted anyway, was the black dick.
Mm-hmm, but they holler rape if they got caught. And then they did numerous studies after hers and supported her findings of lynching as a form of community control, and analyze variables that affected lynching.
So, that's fucked up, yo.
She spoke to groups in New York, where audiences included many leading African-American women, and on October 1892, a testimonial dinner organized by political activists and women raised significant funds for Wells' anti-lynching campaign. They were formed by organized black women as an interest group who could act politically. She was threatened multiple times, and she left Memphis altogether because she was threatened and moved to Chicago, where she continued her anti-lynching campaign.
So she had to move. Sometimes you gotta.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you gotta move.
She was threatened in Mississippi to the point where she had to move.
Sometimes you gotta. I didn't move because of threats, but I moved because of my own reasons. Sometimes you gotta move from where you from to get farther in life. Sometimes you gotta move away from what you know. You gotta move away from your comfort zone.
She organized a black boycott with Frederick Douglass, 1893.
She made a book with Frederick Douglass.
She organized a black boycott.
Of
1893, a World Columbian Exposition in Chicago for failing to collaborate with the black community on an exhibition.
Wait, hold on, 18?
Yes, 1893.
Wait, hold on, so this was during slavery.
I said 18.
In 18, this was still during slavery.
Apparently, Mississippi had stopped being, remember, Missouri was the last state to abolish slavery.
Right. See, this is another thing that like fucks with me, right? So they say that we were slaves and
but America. You realize North states didn't have slavery when South slaves.
So how did the Africans get from the bottom of the motherfucking state up to the top of the state?
With Harriet Tubman, a lot of them didn't all the way go to Canada.
All right.
A lot did, but a lot didn't go to Canada.
All right, so you got up to the top. I mean, you got up to the northern state, from the southern states up to the top, to like Philly and Canada and shit.
A lot of my
right?
family stopped in Virginia.
But then you had Virginia was still...
No, at one point Virginia had stopped, so a lot of my family stopped in Virginia. They were from North Carolina, and then a lot of them stopped in Virginia. All right,
so you do know that because I researched this.
And my family did, and I actually did.
So
just my family. Right, that's why I said my family.
Right.
Stopped.
So okay, so you come over here, you're enslaved for 500 years. That's five generations. That's five grandfathers. That's my great 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 grandfather. Damn, like that's how far my great great. Now I know that my grand. But anyway, see, I'm thinking too much now. So, I'm getting off of what I wanted to say. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
In 1895, she married Frederick L. Barnett, a widower with two sons. She's one of the first married American women to keep her own last name, as well as she was the first American to first American female to hyphenate her name when she got married.
What you mean hyphenate her
name? As in her last name was Wells, she hyphened it and added Barnett, her husband. So it was Wells hyphen Barnett.
Oh, so she kept her name.
Uh-huh.
And
she was one of the first. Go ahead, black woman. Keep who you are.
We was the first of it. So wait, hold on. She kept her both her slave names. Basically, she kept both of her slave names.
Well, she wasn't born into slavery, so I get what you're saying. After having
so she wasn't born into slavery.
No, she was born in Mississippi by two parents, but not slaves.
By
her father. Her father was a carpenter.
But she was born in. 17
something. I choose 18 something.
Okay, 18
okay,
something.
Okay, but slave, and this again,
that's
they had slavery at some point. That's why they had the Northern and the Civil War, because South had still had slaves and the North didn't. They had indentured servants and shit, but they paid you. You may have lived in a house, but no, you know, you had a roof over your head or something. But you weren't.
And you worked for them.
Yeah, you weren't
for
in the
rest
field.
Of your motherfucking life.
Well, some of them did. You weren't in the field.
Majority of them.
You know what movie? Damn it, I can't remember the name of that movie. Saved my life. That black and white movie. At the end, I always cry. Oh God, because the black woman dies and the baby, but a child looks like she's half white. I cannot remember that name. Movie saved my life.
All right, go ahead.
She,
puff, puff, pad. Let's go.
She took two tours of Europe in a campaign for justice.
I want to go to Europe, too. That's another reason I want to go to Europe.
She accompanied her speeches with photographs of white mob grinning, white children posing near a hanging black man. She talked, created a sensation, but some of the audience remained doubtful of her account. Wells intended to raise money and expose the U.S. lynching violence, but received so little funds that she had difficulty covering her travel expenses. She wrote many articles for different magazines and newspapers. But you know, she did die. She died at an old age.
When she died?
She was 68.
That's not old.
Compared to now, yeah, back then it was.
These motherfuckers now that die 68.
Okay, 19, but yeah, right now 68 is not old. Now 68 is not old. Back then, because not that many people lived to even see 40, 50. She died in 1931 at age 68 in Chicago.
I mean, even now.
She was born in 1862.
I mean,
and
even
died
now,
1931.
Even now, it's 60, though. I mean, that's still. I mean, my mom's 60.
Your mom's not 60.
She about to be 60,
I'm
59.
I'm gonna tell your mother, you trying to make her be older.
She
than
about
she
to
is.
Be. My mom about to be 60 years
okay,
old.
Okay, but you know what? Nowadays, the 60 is like the new 40. You see 60 years
old. I don't give a fuck. You still 60, goddamn
it. Okay, but you see 60-year-olds running around.
I mean, my mom looked good
wait,
for her
you see
age,
60-year-olds running around. You're like, how old are you? And I've seen this old woman.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. She's 80. And shoot, I'm 81. I was like, why not? She's like, oh, yes, I am. I'm a black woman. Oh, yes, I am. I'm 81. And this woman could move. And she, because she was like going like this. Y'all can't see. But she was all like she don't have a cane. She was happy as a motherfucker. She said she had just came from the doctor's office. She was getting, she was like, I'm not changing nothing. This woman drank soda and sleep like there's no tomorrow. Got to get me my donuts. Got her donuts. Got her soda. Got her microwavable hamburgers and shit.
What?
And a Friday's chicken. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this woman, she was like, I ain't changing nothing. I got good bill of health from the doctor today. Okay. Thumbs up.
That's her, though.
Yeah.
Everybody's
like,
body don't work the same.
Everybody's different. Everybody's
right.
Genes is different. difference.
Right.
But like they say, good black don't crack.
Yeah, good black.
So you done seen some black and boy, that shit done cracked.
Yeah. Hey, can we bring him on?
No, I just told you what he said.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah, yeah. So
he told you you don't listen.
Thanks for the support, cuz.
No, listen. Y'all can tell the difference, right? He done smoked some.
I needed that shit. Let's take a music break real quick. Let's take another music break. You know what? Let's play some Max. Yo, I'm filling in my little. Let's play Cabal. Now let's play Hoodoo. This is Max Groove. What y'all know about some Max Groove? This is Max Groove Hoodoo on Behind the Scenes Radio. The number's 917-889-9112. Make sure that you press 1 if you want to talk. We'll be back. It's your boy, Curdy and T, Behind the Scenes Radio. We're going to go ahead and end the show. I want to give a shout out to Niecy. I need to give her a shout out more often because this motherfucker been fucking with me for a while now. And I know I be snapping and going the fuck off. And sometimes I just be seeing the most crazy shit. Sometimes I don't even know what the fuck I be seeing. It just be something just going on. And I don't know why. So, yeah, okay, I'm crazy. We all are, right? But but I want to give a shout out to Niecy. And I'm going to say why. Because she could have left a long time ago. But she didn't. Don't really know why sometimes. I don't know why people mess with me all the time. I don't know why I mess with myself sometimes. You know why I do? Because at the end of the motherfucking day, I know that I got a good heart. I ain't trying to hurt nobody. I ain't trying to sell no drugs. I don't gang bang. I don't do none of that. You know what I do? I send in the fucking house and I research shit for y'all, for me. To do the better I fucking selves. Now, what? You got somebody else again? What? Oh, shit. Okay, but any. Hold on. Who was that?
You sang over earlier.
Let me see. What, you asked for an interview?
No.
Okay, but anyway, right? So yeah, I want to give a big shout out to Niecy because she been holding me down ways that I need. And she does it, and she doesn't even, and she just does it. I want to give a shout out to the underground artists that's been sending music because they doing it. But my thing is, you don't have to. You could send your music to anywhere. But you send it to us. Shout outs to y'all. Yeah. Shout outs to my kids. I love y'all. Shout outs to my town. Can't see Missouri. Without y'all, I wouldn't be the person that I am today. Crazy as a motherfucker. But I love motherfucker. You know what I mean? Niecy?
Oh, shout out to all my followers on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all the new ones I got and the little conversations I be having on there with them, and I'm just so happy.
No, don't sound white. You can't do that right now. No.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't do that. No.
I'm so the fuck to that. I'm so happy. I didn't think I could get any happier. I thought it was a one-time thing. God damn, it's continuing. I can't help it. Ooh. And I ain't name dropping like Curtis, too, but. Ooh. Oh, yeah. And shout out to everybody who called in, everybody who's listening online, and everybody's going to download it later. Thanks for the love and support. Mwah! Love y'all. What's that, Kurt? You okay?
See, now what you need to do is get them people to send some money since they give you followers like that. The fucking shit ain't real. That shit ain't real.
Hey, all I know is it may pay out in a long run.
Until...
No, wait. We done had this conversation.
You know what's going to happen?
Be quiet. Because I told Kurt earlier. What's going on right now on Instagram? He like you say, it ain't real. What's going on right now? I'm one step away from one particular person I'm trying to get to. I'm literally one step away. What is it? 1 degree of separation. I'm literally 1 degree from separation. I'm having a continuous conversation with this mother freaker. I'm 1 degree separation from the person I'm trying to get to. And like I told Curtis, I've been having dreams for like the past 2 months about. about this motherfucker. The past 2 months. So, hey, I'm 1 degree of separation. So, Curtis, stop speaking negativity out in the air. Shut the hell up and let me have this. Thank you, man.
You know what's going to happen?
Oh, Lord Jesus, there you go.
I already know what happens.
Whatever.
It's going to happen for you. Maybe not to that degree, but it's going to happen. And then that's when you're going to pull away. I already know what's going to happen. Everything happens. Like I bring out the best out of people. But for some reason, they can't bring it. But I do. I bring the best out of people. That's what everybody
does. So you're telling me that if
something's
going to... Wait, let me finish.
I don't know what's
going on. Let me finish.
Okay.
So you're telling me if you get this big name on your show, that your show's not going to go nowhere?
Yeah, it's going.
Oh, so what are you talking about? Yeah. He can't answer that right now. He in limbo.
I'm not in limbo.
Yes, you are, because you ain't answered. Come on, answer the question, Kurt. Answer the question. Diamond, I'll answer you a question. Answer the question, motherfucker. Answer the question.
What's going to happen is you're going to meet whoever and the shit going to happen.
No, I'm talking about your show.
Yeah, my show going to be what it is.
No.
It is going to be what it is.
You got this big name on there. You don't think it's going to go up?
No, my, yeah.
So shut up.
It has.
So shut up.
Right. You're right. All right. So give your shout outs.
I already did.
That's it?
I said thank you. Mwah. There you go. I did already.
Okay. All right. So. I'm crazy, yo.
Mm-hmm.
We all are. I need some music. I love y'all. Y'all take care. Have a good night. Be safe. Don't do no crazy shit out here in this world, this crazy ass fucking world out here. All right? Take care.